Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We think this is an effort to try to disrupt the Ukrainians' ability to replenish and reinforce themselves.
A Defense Department spokesperson, John Kirby, said Russia is targeting critical infrastructure in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the European Union is mulling a ban on oil imports from Russia and other new sanctions. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised a vote to codify abortion rights into federal law. However, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema still oppose changing filibuster rules, making passage difficult. University of California Irvine law professor Michelle Goodwin says the Supreme Court's leaked draft opinion on abortion rights has other implications.
You see the potential for the Supreme Court to do a bit of cherry picking around equality issues, around privacy issues, about matters that relate to autonomy with people's bodies.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. As in Texas, state residents can sue doctors who perform abortions or anyone who aids or abets an abortion. Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday announced the biggest interest rate hike in 22 years, a 0.5%, after a quarter point jump in March.
It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
In a speech from the White House, President Biden called Senate Republican National Senatorial Campaign Committee Chair Rick Scott's platform extreme, adding it would raise taxes on 75 million families making under $100,000 a year.
I don't want to hear Republicans talk about deficits and their ultra-MAGA agenda. I want to hear about fairness. I want to hear about decency.
The Biden administration continues to defend its creation of a disinformation governance board. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the board would help counter messaging used by drug cartels. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul responded.
You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is.
On Wednesday, New York Attorney General Letitia James announced Intuit, the company behind the TurboTax filing software, will pay $141 million to low-income and military customers who were deceived by promises of free tax filing services. Intuit admitted no wrongdoing, according to a company statement. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.